Hi guys and gals.
What are the nuances? What are the differences?
Can't stand them, but I'm here. It's just the nature of the beast. No, they've been great, top to bottom. Starting with Coach Zim, just his presence, the way he carries himself. He's not one of those rah-rah guys that's going to do a lot of talking. He's going to put a lot of action behind what he's speaking, and it's one of those deals where accountability is priority number one. He's going to make sure everyone in this building, including himself, is accountable for what they bring to the table and what the expectations are for this organization.
How big of an adjustment is that for the players going from just different styles that are naturally going to happen no matter what the two coaches are, the outgoing and the incoming?
It's definitely an adjustment. You get a lot of guys, almost every guy come in. It's almost like being a rookie all over again, not knowing what to expect from a personality standpoint. So you get those team meetings that start at 9, but everybody's in their chair at 8:55, just to kind of gauge and feel out the new staff. And that's going to happen, but I've been impressed with not only what they bring to the table from just being upstairs and just the dynamic from coaches to coaches, but the coaching to player relationship as far as on the field actually coaching. You see very few head coaches being as involved as Coach Zim is, and I think that's because of his track record. He's been a defensive coordinator, so he's always had to be involved. So he's not going to be that stand-back head coach and not engaged. He's going to be an active participant and very transparent with his guys to a certain extent. But and the same goes for Coach Turner. I've been highly impressed with just the way they approach coaching guys. It does not matter who you are. They're going to get the best out of every player in that locker room.
What are Turner's credentials? How much do they weigh?
They weigh a ton. They weigh a ton. What he says, you can pretty much stamp it in concrete. He's one of those guys, he's not going to give you a whole bunch of leeway because his offense works. It's proven. That's one of his statements that he makes. Look, guys, I've been around a little bit longer than most guys in this building, and this has worked. Now, he's very open-minded. He's willing to understanding that, you know, putting things on the field, guys are going to run routes differently than what, you know, guys he's had in the past. Just different body types, different kind of guys as far as what we bring to the table. So he has to make that adjustment. But as far as his offense isn't going to change.
Greg, you've obviously had the two same top quarterbacks as last season, and we all know how last season went quarterback-wise. But with Norv Turner, is there a different outlook on how these guys are going to do, Castle and Ponder, in Ponder's system?
Absolutely. There's a different outlook for all of us. You're going to see a completely different offense, no matter who's at the helm, whether it's Matt, Christian, or any quarterback that we draft in draft, if we draft a quarterback. It's one of those offenses that you have to change with what he's installing. And he's going to pull out every ounce of what you have to offer. And if it's not what he's looking for, I doubt if you get used. But that's from, top to bottom. Coach Zimmer is going to play the 11 best guys that play the best together, not just the 11 best guys. They have to play the best together as a group, as a unit, which will breed success.
What's going through your mind as that process is playing out with Matt opting out and then re-signing?
I was hoping that he was going to re-sign. just because of our relationship, and you, that veteran presence that he brings to the table, that experience, you can't substitute for experience. There's a lot of variables that come into play in a position like that. Experience is one of the top, and that's what Matt brings to the table. His veteran leadership, just his understanding of the game, and his ability to adapt to every environment. You know, just to see how he interacts with the guys, both in the locker room and then on the field. It's always from a leadership standpoint. He's not shy to speak his mind. And you got to have a guy like that.
I know last year you were teaching a lot of the young guys while you were still playing. How is it rejuvenating for you to have Norm now, someone you know that you respect, his credentials weigh a ton, as you say, and you can still learn as a veteran?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because my head is spinning. Even though the offense is coming and it's starting to sink in, just with all the different changeups that we present to a defense, the different looks, the different formations that we can run, the same play, the different variations that comes within the same play, your head is spinning at all times until you have it like down. And I don't think anyone has it down better than Norv has it down. So for the most part, it's exciting to know that I'm going to have a guy that is going to teach me new things on how to be even better than I've been in the past and how to grow as a player and as a leader.
What excites you about being a receiver in Norv's system?
Everybody's going to have an opportunity to showcase what they can do. And that's one of the things that he's spoken highly upon within our group. He's going to showcase what we do well as individual receivers as well as a unit. And I think that's all you can ask for when you're playing a position that you don't really get to dictate what happens. All you can do is run your route and run to the best of your ability and hope that you get opportunities to make plays. And with what Coach Turner is bringing to the table, there are going to be a lot of guys that have a ton of opportunities to make plays. And if you look at his track record, the receivers and tight ends that he's had, and the running backs, I mean, they've all fared very, very well in his systems.
As a guy who spent most of his career in the quote-unquote West Coast offense, what are the biggest differences for you playing in this now and just as a wide receiver playing in this kind of system?
Everything is different. Literally everything is different. The number system is completely opposite than the West Coast. I mean, obviously, the concepts, once they're in, they're similar, but the way those concepts are verbalized, the language, completely different. I've had to erase everything that I've learned in the, no lie, I've had to erase everything that I've learned in the past and start completely over from scratch, which is exciting because we're all in the same boat, you know, especially with what he brings to the table and the different variations. It's exciting. It can be overwhelming, which today in practice it probably will show that it's a little overwhelming, but this is day two, so we're excited.
What's your expectation for how long it'll take before you're comfortable and it's just, you know, you can spit something out in the huddle and everybody knows what to do?
My expectation, it shouldn't take that long, but understanding the learning curve of guys within the locker room is different. That's why we have this time. So we have up until, you know, it's go time to get it down, which go time for us is right now. But this is where we're learning. This is where we're installing everything for the first time. Guys are actually putting it to play on the practice field. So it's all reinstalling it. Even though we've installed it, it's like it's starting all over because now we're putting it to play on the field. So now you're actually putting to action what you put on paper.
Last two for Greg.
Is it more complicated than last year's offense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't say complicated. It's a lot more complex. Every offense can be complicated to guys, but this one is definitely, if last year's offense was complicated, guys will struggle with this one, for sure.
Because of more adjustments or more plays in the playbook, or why?
More of everything. The variation, the one play to the variations of how we can get to that one play is a lot. It's almost, I'm being a little sarcastic with this statement, it almost equates to what we had last year. Just one play. It's a lot.
How long will the beard be in Mankato?
I don't know. The wife is tired of the beard, so The beard is, it's holding on by very, very thin string right now. Appreciate it, guys.